His glory, His divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Sai Ram. A very warm Sai Ram, Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas, Good Morning, Bonjour, Hola and Namaste to Radio Sai listeners all over the world. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you ever so much for joining us and tuning in to the Divine Vibe of Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual epicenter of the cosmos, where the countdown has begun for the most powerful ever Christmas, the most organic Christmas in the world ever. We appreciate your company on Morning Glory this morning, today being the 24th of December 2015. And the time in the studio right now is exactly 42 minutes past 9 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And the ashram, the Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, is enjoying picture-perfect weather conditions. Our highs are in the range of 30 to 32 degrees Celsius and overnight lows are 18 degrees Celsius. Now let's enjoy this carol and I will be back on the other side.
Let
Sai Ram, welcome back to Morning Glory. We are coming to you live from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe, where the current temperature is a very comfortable 23 degrees Celsius. Clear blue skies, pleasant breeze, and plenty of sunshine make this a dream destination for spiritual seekers, not only for the great weather outside, but for the internal climate change that the heart and the mind experience in the precincts of the sacred space. The current time in Prashanti Nilayam Ashram is exactly 45 minutes past 9 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and today happens to be December the 24th, 2015. And the preparations for this year's Christmas celebrations are nearly complete in Prashanti Nilayam, and Team United Kingdom has already taken over our ashram and transformed this ambience. It appears as though every year at this time, even Santa can't resist moving his workshop from the North Pole to the North Block of Baba's ashram, where the Brits are working round the clock, giving final touches to their beautiful offerings of love and talent for a divine birthday bash like no other. And nearly 1,000 devotees from over 50 countries representing the international Sai community are practicing for the big day, the day that celebrates the advent of the Son of God, Jesus the Christ. True to Bhagwan Baba's ecumenical vision, Prashanti Nilayam celebrates the glory of the one and only God through every joyful opportunity. Be it Christmas, Eid, Shivaratri, Buddha Purnima, we have a packed multi-faith calendar of events that we celebrate with our multi-faith congregation round the year. From the echoes of Joy to the World and Silent Night, to Mrityunjayaya Namaho, Nama Om, to Allahu Akbar and Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, the Prashanti Symphony captures every possible strain of human aspiration to connect with God. As Baba says, paths are many, goal is one, religions are many, God is one. We offer our salutations at the lotus feet of such a master who taught us that we are all the same on the inside despite the external differences, who taught us that there is but one language, the language of the heart. And seeking his blessings, I am delighted to present to you the nourishment for soul that we have lined up for you this morning on Morning Glory. Now, Morning Glory today is going to be really live in every sense of the word. Right now, sitting across from myself and my colleague, audio engineer Brother Sunil, are six interesting individuals from Team United Kingdom. And I'm so looking forward to two different conversations, both live from the studio with them. First, dear listeners, we're going to hear from a group of three members of the Christmas decoration team from the UK about their decorations in the mandir this year. And after this conversation, we'll speak. That is the first conversation with the reps of the decoration committee. We have another group of three devotees from the UK who will share with us their reasons for celebrating Christmas here in Prashanti Nilayam rather than in the UK with family and friends. So on that very happy and exciting note, please allow me to introduce to you the three members of the Christmas Decoration Committee. They are Dr. Viru Mudigonda, Dr. Amit Patel, and Ms. Subodhini Gunam. By way of introduction, I'd like to tell you that Dr. Viru Rao, I guess he goes by the name of Dr. Viru Rao, and is formerly from Hyderabad. He currently lives in Cardiff in Wales. Dr. Rao is the UK Vice President of the Sri Satya Sai International Organization, and he's also a former Sai student. And by profession, he's a neurosurgeon and a general practitioner. Sai Ram, Brother Viru, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Sai Ram, sister. Sai Ram.
And I'm also pleased to welcome to the studio Ms. Subo Gunam. Subo was raised in London. By profession, she is a lawyer and a very active Sai youth. She's been heavily involved in the decorations this year And I would like to welcome Subho to this team, to Radio Sai. Sairam Subho.
Sairam, thank you.
It's great to have you with us. And the third member on the decoration team is Dr. Amit Patel. Dr. Patel was born and brought up in the UK. He works as a family doctor in Leicester. And since his childhood, he's been engaged in Sai activities. And he's part of the publications and stage design team and lead coordinator in this year's decoration and design team. Sairam, Dr. Amit Patel.
Sairam, very, very lovely to be here.
And it's an honor to have all three of you. So welcome to Radio Sai.
Thank you.
Let me begin by asking you, what can you share with our listeners about this year's Christmas decorations? We are seeing beautiful lights and fancy stuff going up. We wake up every morning, our ashram has a complete makeover. So what can you share about what you're doing, what you're up to this year?
Sairam, sister, well, first of all, it's a loving offering. It's a humble offering at Swami's lotus feet from all devotees in the UK. And we're so excited. This is a very rare opportunity and a great blessing. So we've been planning for a while. We're very glad that we got this. I think the theme is inspired by Swami.
Right.
And the theme is I and my Father are one.
Yes, I see those banners all over the ashram. Yes, it's a beautiful reminder, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And it is, come from Swami's message.
Yes.
And we wanted to bring in a cathedral effect in the Sai Kulwant Hall. So that's the overall theme that we try to create.
And what can you tell us about the preparation? Because the scale of decorations is pretty grand. There must have been a lot of planning that went into it.
Yes, we started almost 14 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and it then evolved over a period of time. We visited Prashant Nilam about 5 or 6 times with various teams. So yes, it was in a way for us an opportunity to come into Swami's presence so many times through this decorations pretext.
I would never have thought that it took 14 months and so many visits to come to Prashanti, so much of thought and effort. I guess everything here is done so silently, we never find out. We just wake up every morning and there is something special to look forward to. Now, what insights can you share with us regarding your country's decision about the theme? You said, I and my father are one. That is the Advaitic theme that Swami talks of. If any one of you can shed some light on that.
I think, as Veerubhai mentioned, the ashram for us was very much about bringing in the cathedral theme. We wanted to have that spiritual atmosphere, the ambience that we got the ideas from in cathedrals such as St. Paul's. So the colours were using white to, very popular colour in Prashanti.
Yes.
To bring in the spiritual element. And also the gold also, which we wanted to bring in that regal, elegant look as well. So it was very exciting for us because I've always thought in the UK Christmas starts early in November when all the decorations go up. But we were very lucky this year because we were able to start our decoration planning in February, March and even before. So it's been very exciting looking at all the images and doing a lot of research around the cathedrals.
I can imagine that. And I'm pretty sure there must have been a lot of behind-the-scenes drama when you were planning such a huge project. What can you tell us?
I think it's safe to say there were challenges at every step of the way. Wonderful challenges and opportunities to learn and move past them. I remember very early on when we were looking into some of the designs for the roof and around the Cyclone Hall, we realized that we needed some help from professionals, really. And there was a lot of conversations between a few of our team members and China, actually. We were trying to work out a way of incorporating a cathedral roof into the Sai Kulwant Hall. And one of the challenges was, firstly, when talking to Chinese language. Secondly, obviously, inside the Sai Kulwant Hall, there are some structural constraints involved as well. And we quickly realized that some ways had to be changed. And then we decided to talk to some local architects in the UK and see how we could incorporate that design into the Sai Kulwant Hall. And then eventually we spoke to some local some professionals here in India itself who could give us some more insight into what we could achieve, really. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely one of the points where we had a challenge to try and overcome.
How did China get into the picture? Were you sourcing your materials from there?
That's right. So with some of the designs we want to incorporate, with the roofing, we wanted it to be lightweight, colourful, and able to be able to print on it. And so we found that the people who lead in that, in many respects, with exhibitions, were the Chinese market. So that's how they came into the picture, really.
I see.
We wanted to cover the central dome area.
I see.
With the Sistine Chapel figurines that are there on the roof of it. So we wanted to recreate that. It's an ambitious thought, and we prayed to Swami. The span of the dome is quite a lot,
yes.
And we can't put too much weight on it. So these are all the various things that we very quickly realized, and as it evolved, we thought at one time we might have to give it up, give that idea up, and we really prayed to Swami. And then the architects were able to sort of suggest a design, which you see now today. It's not covering the whole thing. It's only covering on each side. But it still looks very much like the top of a cathedral, the ceiling of a cathedral.
Beautiful.
So I think, you know, that we started off on a... with Swami, you know, when you want to do the best.
Right.
And so you wanted to do the best and offer it to him. And then all the devotees were actually assembling for this wonderful event. They would feel very happy as well. So these were our two focuses. But to meet, yes, those were the kind of challenges. You realize very quickly how Swami had constructed such a wonderful hall for all of us to be sat under.
And the challenges, you know, just to add to that, were very exciting as well. You know, not being familiar with the local shops and finding our way around, it proved to be a very exciting project all around. There was one incident where we were looking for some red material for the SSE practices, which will be the Nativity on Christmas Day. And we had cleared, well, I thought we had cleared all the stock of all the red material in Prashanthi and Puttaparthi. And I said to Virabhai, we're definitely not going to get hold of any more red material which we need for
fabric.
The
fabric. You needed fabric.
Yeah, the fabric. And lo and behold, when we arrived at the fabric shop, he had exactly 200 meters, which is what we needed to decorate for the final night on the veranda. So Swami has definitely been guiding us as a personal shopper.
Oh, for sure.
And they were delivered that morning.
Huh. So you know who's running the show around?
Yes, absolutely. Most definitely.
Even before we actually came up with the theme,
right.
Even before they offered us the opportunity to actually do the decorations in Prashanthilayam, the theme and this idea that we should do a cathedral thing had already kind of been planted in our minds, and that would have been only Swami. That was even before we were asked to do the decorations.
Mm-hmm.
So you, as you rightly said, sister, you know, it is him. We think that we are only nimitta matras, you know. So
very true. That is the experience of each one of us who works here in Radio Sai, that Swami's already picked the theme, the color scheme, everything. You're just doing your part which he wants you to, and stay tuned. That's it, nothing else. Now there must have been a whole lot of logistics involved, because you've got a whole such elaborate decorations and all the preparations involved. What kind of volunteerism was involved, and was there some sadhana involved, and any episodes of SOSs to Swami?
Lots. Every day over the last 14 months. When Swami gives us an opportunity, I think it's mainly so that we have an inner change, as you spoke about the inner climate.
Yes.
You know, and
the inner climate change.
I think for him that is the most important thing. All the others that we do, the external, is only a means to the internal.
Yes.
As far as he's, otherwise he wouldn't give us these opportunities. So we experience that, but he puts us through the grind, you know, and then you come up with these challenges, which are actually opportunities to make yourself better. So logistically, I mean, one of the main things we wanted was the devotees in UK to be involved in the in the decorations right from the beginning. So we announced the registrations in January or February last 2015, and people have been registering to stay here for a month. From our pilgrimage for Prashanthi Christmas celebrations is from the December 5th to the 5th of January. So for people to sort of book their leaves and everything else, book their tickets, usually the flight charges around this time are pretty dear. But so all of that planning had to take place at one stage. And eventually today we have 230 plus people devotees, brothers and sisters from UK who have assembled here of all age groups. This is the other thing we wanted to do. We wanted to involve right from the tiny tot to any of our elders who would want to participate. So some could maybe put together a straight garland of ivy, or some could do. So this is how we wanted to involve everybody. And we said there's no just sitting quietly in Kulwant Hall. Come everybody and participate. And the enthusiasm is just amazing, and that's what drives you forward. You know, when you look at them, how much love, Swami's love, is there in our hearts, and we reflect that back. So, yeah.
And I'm sure apart from the 230 people from the UK who are here, there must have been many more who work back home and who did not make the pilgrimage but are part of it because they participated behind the scenes.
I'm sure they're watching with bated breath every little bit that Radio Sai is actually putting on as tasters, yeah.
And they say, oh, that's the wreath I made. I can see the holly is crooked. Yes, I bet you. And from tonight when we begin the big celebrations in the Kulwant Hall, everything will be webcast live, so I hope everybody who's out there in the UK who's going to wake up shortly, they will be watching Radio Sai and the evening program, and they will see all their hard work and handiwork and their team spirit come together in the form of the beautiful decorations.
Sure.
Now, you spoke about this scheme of white and gold, which I think the color scheme, which one would associate with angels. We always imagine biblical angels, you know, with white wings and gold trims around them. What is the main focus here? What else can you tell us?
So, as we mentioned earlier, that Subal mentioned about the cathedral theme, right. That was always going to be quite key for us. And thinking about the theme of a cathedral, and we took time to visit different cathedrals. I myself went to the Vatican, and some of our other members had been to Barcelona and seen some photos of cathedrals in Barcelona. Oh. We realized that we wanted to make it very regal, very royal, use some deep colors as well. But always in the forefront of our mind is that we're in Swami's presence, and in Swami's presence, there has to be the lavishness of the gold, the specialness that comes with that, and so that's how we had to try and incorporate both the cathedral theme, give a UK twist to it as well, and of course being Swami's presence to make it very special.
Yeah, that's very impressive. You travelled all the way to the Vatican for a feel of the sacred Holy See.
I think if we're trying to do something as we do for Swami, then there should be no bounds to what levels and effort you go to. And if you would really, truly wanted to bring the cathedral to the Sacrament Hall, then a small trip to a cathedral or St. Paul's Cathedral is a small part to play, I think.
This was the first time that as a UK Sai organization, we got the opportunity, and we didn't want to let it slip by in any, you know, easy manner. We just wanted to put everything, and we've seen how Swami pays attention to every little detail, His perfection personified. So we wanted to do our best for Him, you know, during Christmas. So that we didn't want to spare any effort, and He gave us the strength and the resources. Everything He had organized, only we just had to say, yes, Swami, we are ready. And I think the whole nation, actually, the organization, the trust in UK, everybody had got together. There was one single focus, and there wasn't any. It also reflected, I and my Father are one. It is our deep, you know, deep yearning to be that. As Swami says, you know, we start off. He said Jesus Himself started as, I am the messenger of God. And then He went on to, He established a very deep connect with the Lord and said, I'm your son. And then even in the son aspect, Swami says that this is duty with love. There is a bit of a duty involved there. But when you say, I and my Father are one, that's love without duty, which is divine. And we aspire for that. So it also reflects our own journey. I'm sure we don't know, only He's the one to judge where we are, but our aspiration is to say with confidence that I and my Father are one. So I think we really, yeah, that's our heartfelt feeling. And actually we discussed this amongst the group as well, and every team member, whether it's a part of the design team or you will be speaking to many others later on probably, that was the main aspect, that we all had this deep yearning to be one with Swami.
So would I be right to conclude that this opportunity actually gave you a quantum jump in your own relationship with Swami?
Completely.
Absolutely.
I think from a very personal level, Christmas for me for the last 34 years has been always spent in the UK. I've always seen photos of Prashant Nilayam, but spending it in the UK and having it in a certain way, which in many ways was very commercial, very family orientated, but very commercial in many ways. But to be here in this abode of highest peace, and it does feel like that, and having the opportunity to work for 14 months on the project, there's definitely been some transformation within myself.
Absolutely. I think it's been like Christmas Eve for us every day since we've arrived. You know, none of us have been able to sleep just out of pure excitement, and having that opportunity to be in Swami's presence and to have this very, very rare opportunity for all of us. So it's definitely a Christmas to remember for all of us, I think.
And a huge awakening, no sleep. At all levels you're awake.
Yes.
And you know, all three of you are professionals. Two of you are doctors, medical doctors, and yourself, Subha, you're a lawyer, practicing yes. lawyer. This must have consumed a lot of your time.
Yeah, it integrated with everything we did. Maybe I was operating or maybe I was seeing a patient. It didn't matter. You know, you're focusing on that and singing carols or actually thinking about the theme. The theme was the most overpowering thing really for all of us. And so, yeah, whatever we did in every aspect of life, this was I think we had so many conference calls and so many phone calls and each talking to, it's a buzz. I think as we were walking into Radio Sai, Sister Subbu was actually saying, right, tomorrow is Christmas and we've spent the last 18 months or 14 months with this. What happens after that? What's our next focus? So we're already planning for the next one. So
yes. It
is...
You're going to have withdrawal symptoms to deal with.
Most definitely.
Exactly what we said, wasn't it?
Okay. Now, what's so unique, you know, I hear you about the excitement of dedicating all your mind, space, energy, creativity for 14 months at a stretch, your go at it to do the decoration. But the real experience of decorating Prashanthi Nilayam, why is it so unique?
I think that when I think about where else in the world do you decorate so many shrines, so many, with people from all over the world, with people from different backgrounds, with different religions, and you're decorating the Rama temple or the Buddha statue or the Jesus statue and the Sai Kwan Thaw Lintot Cathedral with people from all different backgrounds being able to do that. I don't know where else in the world you can do that, really. I've certainly never had the opportunity to be in a project like that. With people who come from the last 14 months have been involved. Some people come 2 days before to get involved. Some people we've never met before. Some people I've grown up with, you know, for the last 20 years from my hometown. There's no other time I've had this opportunity to be with all these different people, to decorate so many different places in such a special place.
Indeed, very true.
And I mean, we actually have a shed here, as you said, the north. It's a north shed.
Yeah.
And truly, actually, I think
Santa is very busy there.
Absolutely, and every day, and he's been giving out so many gifts. And we have had, you know, brothers from various countries come and work with us. We had not even anticipated. We didn't know. And there was suddenly this gentleman, this brother from Lithuania, who had done so much work, just integrated with the group. And I think our team was saying that he just had to see a design on a paper and he would actually create it through wood or some material. So talented. Our brothers from South Africa, they are giving us a massive hand here. Sisters and brothers from Australia. So that's a wonderful opportunity.
Such
to
a
be.
Feeling of oneness, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Really is.
It just, we talk of this all-inclusive, barriers-free societies. Because you like to use politically correct language. But in Prashanthi, you experience the joy of it. There are no barriers. You can have different accents and different skin colors and different languages. But when you're working together for Swami to do this Christmas, everybody's one.
Absolutely.
And Prashanthi Nilayam is the place where the Lord lived. I mean, you know, he's been here. He has spent is a spiritual headquarters is a spiritual birthplace as far as I'm concerned. This is the home. And like, it's not just me. I think everyone who is in Prashanthi Nilayam and across the world feels like that. And to get an opportunity to, you know, decorate, polish the Lord's house in front of his house or in front of his where he used to his throne, or you know, put a little extra festoons to where he used to walk, all these buildings. I mean, this is just how many lifetimes one really has waited for it, and after how many lifetimes it'll ever come back again to us. So I think that's very, very special to actually be in Swami's house and then doing all this. Is Yajur Mandiram, we were asked to. Some of us have visited before, some haven't. And for each one of them, we had sisters, putting the flower garlands together through the nights, just in Swami's presence in the Mahasannidhi area. And it was wonderful to have that experience. And for each one of them, I think it's a moment that they will cherish for many, many years to come. So yeah, that's a rare privilege to be.
Oh, for sure. And it has to be experienced to realize what it's all about, the profundity of it. Absolutely. Now, when you finally, after all this built up, see the decorations go up and the effect actually come out in the mandir, what's that like?
I think I've had the opportunity to be involved in some design projects in the past, and to be involved in a project from its conception with a concept paper, with conference calls and discussions and talking to graphic designers and set designers and have ideas about what could be materialized and actually see it there in front of you is an experience I really can't put a name to. It's just, it's wonderful to see that the ideas and thoughts that were there on paper 14 months ago on my desk or in a meeting that we had, in London when we all managed to get together and actually see it materialized there, and for it to far exceed all of my expectations personally, and many people's expectations, is just a wonderful feeling. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Did you wish to add something?
Yeah, I think having it on paper, as Amit says, is one thing, but when in 14 months of planning was getting compressed into 3-4 days of actual activity. And there was, that Swami is there all the time and it'll happen as he wishes it, wills it to happen. It's already, the design and everything has already been done. But for us, when you're going through the process, we were going through so many twists and turns, something wouldn't work, something would work, there were bits that we never felt that we would be able to do, that got done in no time. There were others that we thought we would do. There was a breakdown of the flower truck that was coming from Bangalore. And we were thinking, gosh, there's already such little time. How are we going to manage it? But when it all came up, I think last night was a time when every little dot and everything had come together. It was just about 2 a.m. in the Kulwant Hall area. And the joy when you put that on and you could see everybody. Spell of when Swami used to come into either the Poornachandra Hall or into the Sai Kulwan, there's a hush that actually comes. The divine is here, you know it. Mm. And it was like that when they put all the lights on and all the angels there and all the colors coming alive. It was just amazing. And through the days, we were adding new things in the. And you should see all our brothers and sisters in Prashanthilyam, that excitement that, oh, wonderful, this today we have got this. And the last bit actually we did, touching on the theme that Amit, you just mentioned, was we have the Rama temple where all the Namasmarana books, Likita Japam books have been installed by Swami. So in the front is the Rama temple. At the back of it is the nativity scene. And, you can see the Rama temple in the front. If you just come back...
Around it and it's...
Is the nativity scene, which all the devotees are going to come and light a candle there.
Oh, beautiful.
I mean, what you said as to how different faiths and different cultures and different languages, how they come into a synthesis, into an integrated, one big, large cosmic family, really. That's how it felt last night. It's just amazing.
And only in Prashanti, because try doing this, having a Ram Darbar and the nativity scene side by side elsewhere, there will be riots.
Of course.
And political agitation elsewhere in the world, and it will make newspaper headlines. Mm. But here is just a way of life, because that's what Bhagwan taught us.
And also, it was not any statement. It just came, it was not that we were trying to say, oh, look, here we are an integrated faith. No, it was just coming from the heart. It was there within. Everybody felt so happy and singing, very happily. And that's the thing, I think. That's what when Swami, we also said that whatever we do, let's do it from the heart. Because that's what Swami accepts. Nothing else, no pomp, no show, nothing of that sort. We're not here to show the world. We're not here to show anything to anyone. We're here to offer this to our Master. And so that was a feeling which every member in the team, And to be a part of that is an amazing, you know, it expands your heart beyond all horizons. And so, you know, so we hope to hang on to every minute of it and really pray. I think after that, what is the next thing? Meditation, I think, so that we keep that energy level and keep the memories with us, which will sustain us, I'm sure, for the next year at least. If
for
not,
sure. And then we'll have to make sure UK does the decoration again. Put you through the 14-month grind shortly after that again. Now, you know, Christmas over the years when Bhagwan was in the form, in the physical form, we associated it with that early morning carol singing and the upstairs veranda, the silver doors would open and the Lord would appear in the white robe swaying to all our singing and the candles in our hand. Now that isn't going to be happening. Does it matter?
I think, you know, one thing we mentioned as well is we felt Swami's presence throughout this whole journey from the UK to Prashanti and all the decorations through the night. And, you know, even last night when we were doing the final preparations, as Veerubhai mentioned, there was a very still silence.
Yes.
And we all looked at each other. We didn't say anything and we knew Swami was there. And this is a very special Christmas, as Amit Bhai mentioned before, to spend with family and be around everyone you love. The ashram itself has become the family without trying or any effort, and we can really feel Swami's presence. So I think as we all look up on Christmas Day on the veranda in the morning, we will all definitely feel and see Swami there, and we're all very, very excited about it.
Well said.
I mean, I have been a student here. And over many years, Christmas was so special because initially, even before the university came, the white Swami wore only for the Christmas. And he looked so resplendent, so beautiful in the morning. And, I mean, who doesn't miss the form? But do I miss his presence? Of course not. And, you know, his presence is there. And as sister said, it's been there every step over so many months. Actually, it doesn't really matter. I think we have seen him probably for 14 months in that form, every day. So, you know, here it's become even more stronger rather than we don't feel as if we are missing his form at all because his presence is so strong, so with us. Actually, you don't have to make any effort, especially in Prashanthilayam. If you're in Prashanthilayam with the Sai family, everybody focused only on Swami, you know, his presence is so, so, so strong.
It's magical, isn't it?
I think anyone who's ever been into the Sai Kwanth Hall or been to the Samadhi, you cannot say that Swami's presence is not there. You feel it instantly. And I know we've mentioned last night, but there was a time last night where many of us were moved to tears. We really were. And many of us were crying because you could just feel Swami's presence. Mm. And for us, you know, of course, that is more important than anything else, to feel his presence here.
A huge recharge for all of you, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Big time. Yes. It's a turbocharge.
Turbocharge is the correct word. Absolutely. Now, the big day is up tomorrow, and I obviously hear the intensity of your involvement. What memories are you going to carry back to the UK? I know this question is almost redundant, of Christmas 2015 in the Divine Presence. But just recap it for our listeners.
So I think for me, there's been a lot of work in the past, over the last 14 months, lots of meetings, lots of conference calls, and there's been visits here as well. So there are some memories of that. But for me, the memories have just been about the last, you know, 10 days while I've been here and being in the shed, the hot shed, working hard, the excitement and the enthusiasm from so many people who just want to be involved, who just want to make it special for Swami, for the devotees and for themselves, to be with family members here and Sai friends here, that make you very special because you've been working together for a long time and just in the last week as well. And then finally to see the final product, to feel Swami's presence, is of course the biggest memory for me to take home.
Subho? I think this is my first Christmas in Prashanti, and I think any other Christmas will have to be in Prashanti now. I don't think anything will ever match up. So for me, it's been very, very special. The whole year has been very special. And hopefully Swami can call me again. And this will be a trend to follow.
Thank you. Brother Veeru?
Well, you know, so as we said, Swami's presence, the darshan in the morning at 5:20 or 5:30 with various brothers and sisters singing carols, lighting the candles, that used to be a very strong memory. Last night, when everything came up, and only about 10 or 15 of us were in the Kulwant Thor at about 2 a.m., and all the lights and all of flowers, all the various parts of the decoration comes together, and then there's this hush that happens in Kulwant Hall. I think that is a memory which is equivalent to Swami, you know, being there on the balcony. I think that is something that's a massive thing that I'll carry with me. It'll stay for a long time.
Wow, that is wonderful. Well, Brother Viru, Subho Gunam and Amit Patel, I thank you all for being on Morning Glory. You've really got us all excited. I can share the rush, and I'm sure the listeners are so excited about just hearing your experiences of the past 14 months. I think all these opportunities that Bhagwan creates for us are only meant to give us that big high which somehow in our sadhanas we sometimes miss. And this brings such a feeling of oneness, one family, unity. And as you said, Brother Viru, that one moment when everything fell silent and it all came together, that's what it's all about. And I think it's worth it, isn't it? Absolutely, yes. So I thank you for your presence on this show. And I ask our listeners, if you have any thoughts, comments or suggestions about this discussion, you know where to reach us by email, always available at listener@radiosci.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Sai Ram to all of you. Dear listeners, at this point in time, I'm just going to play a carol for you, and we'll have a change of scene here slightly, because we have another team from the UK, three more members who are going to be joining us. So after the break on the other side, coming up an interview with Jenny Robson, Marine Offran and Ronnie Ramdin. And we will speak to them and ask them why they are celebrating their Christmas in Prashanthi Nilayam here with the Global Sci family rather than at home in the UK. So enjoy the carol, and we'll be back after the short break.
Someone about to get.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory. We are coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Today is the 24th of December 2015. We are hours away from the grand event that the world waits to watch and attend in Prashanthi. The time in the ashram is exactly 24 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Now, I'm very pleased to inform you, I have another team from the UK right here in the studio, live, to discuss with us why they have chosen to celebrate their Christmas in Prashanthi rather than with family and friends back in the UK. And I would like to introduce you to my guest. The first guest is Jenny Robson. Jenny Robson is a graphics designer from Market Harborough in the Midlands. Jenny is an active member of the Sai Center in Leicester, and Jenny can chant the Rudram, which is a huge achievement, I think, and is a bhajan lead singer. She sings both in English and Indian languages such as Sanskrit and Hindi. Sairam, Jenny, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Sairam, Karuna, Ben, thank you for having us.
It's nice to have you here, Jenny, Ben. Wonderful. Also joining us today is Mr. Ronnie Ramdin. Ronnie comes from Purley in South London in the UK. He's a chartered accountant by training, and currently Ronnie is working in the area of regulatory compliance in the insurance industry. And more importantly than anything else, the energetic Ronnie is the choir master for the choir from the UK that will be singing in the Sai Kulwant Hall at 6:20 a.m. tomorrow morning, Indian Standard Time. Sairam, Ronnie, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Sairam, and very lovely to be here.
Great to have you, likewise. Oh, I forgot to mention, dear listeners, that Ronnie happens to be the regional coordinator for SSE in South London and a Group 3 teacher as well. And he has been associated with the Sai movement since his childhood and has made many trips to the Divine Valley since then. And I'm quite, if I were a betting person, I would say this visit is going to be very extra special.
Indeed.
Well, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Also joining us is Marine Offran of France. She's a 24-year-old young lady who currently lives in the UK. She's a marine, is a teacher by profession, and also an active member of the Leicester Sai Centre, where she teaches Vedam chanting. Marine has known Baba since she was a child of 8 years. And dear listeners, if you want to learn more about Marine's experiences, please listen to our interview with her, which was broadcast some time ago, under our series, Learning with Love. If you go to Learning with Love, just enter her name, Marine, M-A-R-I-N-E, and you should be able to find it. Welcome to Radio Sai, Marine, once again.
Sairam, Didi, thank you for coming us here.
It's good to have you. Now, Jenny, Ronnie, and Marine, why are the three of you celebrating Christmas 2015 in Prashanthi, India, rather than back in the UK with family and friends and doing all that fun stuff that is associated with the holiday season? Who wants to go first? We'll start with Jenny.
Well, I love my family very much, and we celebrated Christmas actually a bit early so that I could come. But when I heard that there was a trip to Prashanthi back in January, I booked my flight then. So I think once Swami pulls at your heart to come here, there's nothing else really. I just knew I had to be here and be part of this.
I hear you. Sounds quite familiar. I hear that from a lot of people, truly. And Marie?
me, I've always celebrated Christmas with my family in France till this year. And even the last 4 years, I've been living in UK. But every Christmas, I go back to France and I celebrate Christmas with my family. But last year, the first time I heard that we were going to be able to decorate the ashram here, and celebrate Christmas in Prashanthi Nilayam, that was like a big call for me in my heart. I thought, I have to go. So from that day onwards, I thought, I will spend my Christmas with your grace on me in Prashanthi Nilayam. And as soon as I could book my ticket, I did it. And everything went well with his grace. So I'm very happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
Ronnie.
Well, for me, as soon as I heard about the opportunity, again, end of 2014, I was announcing it to everyone, and I was really keen to go. As was said, this is an opportunity that the UK has never had before. This is the spiritual centre of the universe. I'd be crazy if I didn't come. But then there was a complication.
What was it?
Because I met my wife. And so I ended up getting married last month.
That's a happy complication.
It is. And this is how Swami works, because I didn't want to suggest this as a honeymoon. But back in March, April, I happened to read in Sanatana Sarathi, there was a discourse Swami gave where he said, you don't need to come to Prashanti Nilayam to get married, but after you get married, come to Prashanti Nilayam for a blessing. I read that in the morning. In the evening, I was talking to my then fiance, who said to me, when we get married, why don't we go to Prashanti as part of the decorating team to seek Swami's blessing? That same day she said that. And I said, thank you, Swami. So I'm here for two reasons.
Two very good reasons. See, I get there's a lot of learning there. Listen to your wife being one of them. Okay, good one. Now, how has your experience been? We heard from the decorating committee so far, but you're participating and you're pilgrims on this big tour of this whole event. How has the experience been so far?
There's been a phrase that's come to the forefront of my mind ever since I've come here. Swami says, love my uncertainty.
Uh-huh.
I came here expecting to be part of the decorating team. And as soon as I got here, I found out that there was going to be a choir. And we've been involved with that ever since. And, you know, we've been having rehearsals two, three times a day and trying to get up to speed. And it's been very, very intense. It's completely not what I imagined. I didn't expect to be singing one carol, and now we're singing carols all the time. So there's been that very, you know, unexpected aspect to it.
I see. I love you. Love my uncertainty. Marine?
For me, until now, it's been a very memorable experience, and I've been very happy to help in the decoration. And same as what Brother says, I thought I would come here and only do decoration. That was my only thought in my head for the last year. And I was very surprised when I came here to suddenly be involved in the choir. And I actually now spend more time in the choir than decorating. So I was very surprised as well. But Swami has his own plans. The schedule is quite tight because of that, because I'm trying to help both in decoration and in the choir. But that's when you learn to be flexible and adapt to whatever happens, be organized, go and eat quickly, light food so that you stay in good health, and you can do everything. And it teaches us unity and dedication and teamwork, really. So it's been a great time till now.
I see. Jenny?
Well, I've been involved with the project from earlier in the year with the design, and it's been absolutely full on for quite a lot of months, which I've absolutely loved it, actually. It's been very exciting to see all the work starting to develop and come together, and I would have liked to have been in the choir, so I've kind of been dabbling in and out of it. But, it's just been a very exciting experience, and the opportunities we've been given have been absolutely awesome.
You know, you speak so fondly of your experience here. Now, if I may ask, pose a question to you that you can answer as honestly as you wish to. Aren't you missing all the gift-giving, gift-exchanging, the partying? You know, people are in very high spirits at this time of the year, all the chocolate and everything going around. So, aren't you missing that part of the Christmas excitement by being in Prashanti?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I'd rather get away from all that. It's very chaotic, and for me, it's not what I'm about. I love the atmosphere here. I love the fact that it's a traditional celebration of Christmas. No, I don't miss all the tinsel and things at home. I know some people love it, but for me, it's not what I'm about. I'd much rather be in Swami's home celebrating.
For me, being here for Christmas is actually my gift, and that's why I said to my parents, I said, I don't want any gift for Christmas. Just being here is such a gift from Swami, and I'm not missing the gift because it's It's more in the material world, I think. It comes from the heart, but it's more directed towards materialism. So I prefer to be here, connected with Swami, completely outside the world. And it's such a grace to be here, in the divine presence. So that's my gift.
The newly married Mr. Ramdin?
Yes. Well, my
first Christmas after marriage?
It is, yes. My first Christmas here in Prashanti as well. What happened, my sister, for instance, actually already gave me her gifts before I left. And I probably will probably get some more gifts when I get back. Obviously, I'm due to be back for New Year's Day. But Prashanti, I look at Prashanti as, you know, it's a United Nations. You know, people from all countries, from all over the world are here. And here you have the spiritual meaning of Christmas. Christmas in the UK is very commercialized. God is hardly mentioned, sadly. And so to put God and spirituality back in the forefront, I think, is sorely needed. And so that's yeah, really, really good.
Now, all of you love both the masters. We finished celebrating Bhagwan's 90th birthday just last month, and tomorrow we are celebrating the birthday of Jesus the Christ. What do both these masters and their birthdays mean to you?
Well, Swami, for me, is my Ishta Devta. He's my Lord, my everything. It's very difficult to describe. Swami's done so much for me. He's been with me. We've heard from the previous interview about the presence that people feel with Swami. I may be thousands of miles away in the UK, but Swami's with me. So there's no problem there. With Jesus, being born and brought up in a Christian country, my first prayer that I ever learned was the Lord's Prayer. The first song, like hymn that I ever learned, if you like a bhajan, a group devotional song, was "Give Me Joy in My Heart." And I went to a Catholic school for secondary school, so I would always go to Mass every week and even do readings in Mass. So for me, Christianity, I don't see any conflict there. The teachings are very similar. Jesus represented love, sacrifice, and that is very compatible with the two. So there's no conflict there. I'm able to appreciate and understand both.
Marine?
For me, Jesus is a role model and an example of love, sacrifice, and dharma. And as Swami says, he's a messenger of God. So I see in him a really good example of Swami's teachings, really. And he's been doing lots of sacrifice, and he tried really hard to guide people. So I see him in Swami. And Swami, for me, like Brother said, he's my Ishta Devata as well. He's God incarnated, so he's been my guide and my father, my mother, since I was 8 years old. about that birth date, for me, it just reminds me of the grace that we have to have known such incarnations of God, especially Swami, because we've been here when he was here. And that birth date is a reminder of our purpose on earth. What are we here for? What do we have to do? And how to live, how to lead ideal lives, taking their life as an example, being messengers of God as well, as Swami says.
And if I may just add a question, clearly you love both Jesus and Baba.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Is reconciling the two an issue?
It's not, because I see Jesus in him, and for me, of course, Swami is a Purna Avatar, so he's incarnation of every form of God, and Jesus for me is one of the form of God. So actually, when we love one form of God, we love all of them, because they're all different forms of the same Atmic principle. So it doesn't create any obstacle for me.
And Jenny, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't see any conflict. Swami has always said, you know, there's one God, there's different routes to God. Swami is the absolute ultimate for me, but Jesus was about love. And I think I would be doing something very wrong if I thought there was conflict there, but You know, I have respect for all religions. There's no conflict, and I think birthday times gives us all opportunities to celebrate, which means we are focusing more on the divine, and opportunities for us to change ourselves as well by doing all these things.
Wonderful. Now, so far this year, what would you say are your fondest memories of being in Prashanti, and what is it that you're looking forward to tomorrow? Yes, Rani?
I've had some amazing experiences so far already.
Go ahead and share.
For instance, just being asked to do this interview 24 hours ago, I didn't even know.
Actually, less than 24, yes.
Exactly. So this comes back to what I said before about love my uncertainty. It's just almost every day there's something new and unexpected. Coming back to the point I said before, you know, coming here initially with the intention of decorating, and it wasn't until Monday or Tuesday that I picked up my first bauble. So, and then, of course, tomorrow, Christmas Day, and the morning choir. And again, somehow, with God's grace, I'm going to be standing up and conducting that choir. How that happened, beyond my wildest dreams. Words cannot describe. I'm forever grateful to him for these blessings. As I said before, how many lifetimes I've had to go through to obtain such a blessing, only he knows. But thank you, Swami.
For me, just being here is a very fond moment. It sounds simple, but it's such a grace to be here. And being able to attend the Vedas, the bhajans, is always filling me with lots of happiness. And doing seva, practicing unity and teamwork for the decoration, I've really been enjoying that. So that will be part of my fondest moments. And regarding tomorrow, I'm really looking forward to it, celebrating the birth of one of the forms of God who has shown us such a great example of love and sacrifice. And I'm looking forward to being in strong divine vibrations, and not forgetting that all these vibrations of carol singing and bhajans and celebrations tomorrow will spread to the whole world, and hopefully it will help to bring more peace on earth. I'm sure it will, actually. So, yeah.
Thank you. Jenny?
A magical moment was standing in Sai Kaurant Hall when it's fairly empty apart from us doing the decorations, and standing in there and knowing Swami has walked through there, having been here on previous Christmases. I mean, the atmosphere was just glorious, and that will always stay with me. But I think also the journey has been very memorable, watching myself change with things that are happening. You get given challenges along the way which you have to overcome and learn how to deal with them and do them better later on. I've been keeping a bit of a diary, and I'm watching other people change as well, and seeing how the team has got a lot tighter as the time has gone along and working together. And tomorrow, I think, to sit in Kaurant Hall and sing to Swami, that's very special. Very, very special.
Indeed, it is. I can relate to the way you feel. Now, when you go back to the United Kingdom, what are you going to tell family and friends about your absence or your one-year commitment, the last 1 year or a bit more, that you have been committed to this project and going at it, and how it culminated? So give us a snapshot of what you're going to report back to family and friends.
I think with the Sai family, it's easy. They'll all ask questions. They'll want to see photos. And no doubt they've been listening to Radio Sai and finding out. But with like my work colleagues who have never heard of Sai Baba, perhaps don't know anything, I just talk about the fact that I'm celebrating a traditional Christmas, a spiritual one, in a very blessed place with thousands of people from all around the world, and about the unity and love that I experience with being with so many people from so many different faiths. But I would probably not say quite so much because I don't think they would understand.
Maureen?
For me, well, to my family and Thai friends, I will say that it was a very divine and memorable experience, and I've really enjoyed being part of the decoration, the choir, and just being here has brought me a lot of peace and happiness. And I would definitely say to them that we can't compare Christmas here to Christmas outside in the world, and it's definitely an experience to relive, and I would love actually coming back and helping even more in some of the Christmases. And to the people who are not Sai devotees, well, they will always ask me, oh, how come you went to India? How come you didn't stay with your family? You leave them alone. So it's a bit hard to explain to them, but I always say it's like a recharge of spirituality, and I really enjoy it. It brings me lots of happiness. So they learned how to accept that. Yeah. Because they think it's strange because I'm not Indian. So they always think, why do I go in India like that so much? But I kind of turn around and I manage to make them understand it helps me. Yeah.
Yeah. And remind them, you know, everybody from Steve Jobs to Mark Zuckerberg needs to come to India once in a while for some clarity. And you get the extra bonus clarity by coming more often.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
For me, well, I remember telling my work colleagues before I left that I was off to India on a pilgrimage. I didn't go into too many details. Being of Indian extraction, they didn't think too much of it until I said to them, yes, I'm going to be celebrating Christmas there and singing Christmas carols. Number of raised eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Nobody really understood what this carols, really, in India, on a pilgrimage, in an ashram. So I think I'm going to do some more explaining when I get back home with family and people in the Sai fold. For me, Sai Kuan Hall, I remember the days when Swami was there in the physical form. He'd be there on the veranda in that chair, particularly in the evening when the veranda is lit and all everyone's sitting around him in white and whatever. And I always used to say, I said, I'm in heaven. I've been to heaven. I've seen it. I don't need to die to go to heaven. I have seen heaven. And so to be in heaven, to help decorate heaven, to sing carols in heaven, what more is there to say?
Very well said. Did anybody want to any final thoughts? Well, on that note, I think it's time for me to thank you, Ronnie, for your candor and enthusiasm. Thank you, Maureen, and thank you, Jenny, for being on Morning Glory today. And dear listeners, on that celebratory note, I need to remind you that tonight, on the eve of Sacred Christmas Day, we will be bringing you the celebrations live from the Mandir, so you can join us virtually by watching the program on our homepage, www.radiosai.org. Radio Sai is one single word, .org. And tonight, everyone is invited to a Christmas Eve dinner in our Western Canteen in Prashanthi Nilayam. There's a great menu that is being prepared as we speak with a lot of love and care, and to mark this auspicious occasion. So please be sure to dine with us. If you are in Prashanthi Nilayam, Puttaparthi, the supreme abode of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. With all this joy, I have to keep an eye on the clock as well. So, before I bid you, Sai Ram, I would just like to take one more opportunity to thank all my guests on the show from the UK, Dr. Viru Mudigunda, Dr. Amit Patel, Ms. Subodhini Gunam, Jenny Robson, Ronnie Ramdin, and Maureen O'Fron for their presence in the studio and participation on Morning Glory. This is a very grateful Karuna signing off and thanking you for your company and wishing you a very merry, holy Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Until we meet next Thursday, please be well. Keep seeking and do whatever it takes to stay inspired. So I'll leave you with some carols. Enjoy them and Jai Sai Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. A Merry Christmas, a Merry Christmas, a Merry Christmas. We wish you all a Merry Christmas, a Merry Christmas, a Merry Christmas. of the pure Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error high, till He appeared and the stone felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for your
There is someone above you, there's a Lord side to guide us, there is a precious side to show us the way, there is for me to love us, there is someone above you, there is someone above you, there is someone above you, there.
Someone about to help me. There is someone about for me. And it's love. and find our happiness with everlasting joy and bliss.
Someone about to care. There is someone about to care.